Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. As you can hear by my voice, today's episode is going to be a bit of a special one. I haven't heard such great news from all the Zed channels and from like news concerning Russian army as this one in a long, long while. I promise you, you're gonna laugh a lot, and it's just amazing because I haven't seen such whining. Such horrific whining and wankering and being confused on the Zed pro-war, pro-Putin side in a long while. This has, like, confused them. It's amazing. And it's just great. Oh, and also, there's going to be some news from Igor Girkin. So, he turns out is now doing some sewing in the prison that he's in. But that's kind of not the point at the moment because... Oh boy, I haven't seen one subject of this just whole wankering thing ever. This is just truly great. And especially if you have any relations with the military or just have common sense, you'll just laugh. I promise you that. But before we get to it, because I as it's a single subject matter, I really don't want to interrupt this in the middle. Please do consider supporting the show. On Patreon, because I have a new plan. I found a drone, an FPV one, tiny Voop. It's only 75 millimeters, and that's legal in Ukraine. And I can use an analog goggles for it, and I can like stream it straight to analog television, which then I can record on my computer. And I have this idea that next time when I go to Ukraine, I'll be able to actually provide some good videos from perspectives that you haven't seen before, really. But the problem is that the goggles cost about $500, which is a lot, especially since the driving school and everything. So I'm saving up, and Patreon in this economical situation hasn't been going really well. So if you can help me with that, then I promise you that next time we go to Ukraine, we'll have more material with Viktor. Because obviously, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go with him. He's the hero of the Eastern Border, really, and we're going to have better material. I normally don't like to do these things, but folks on Discord told me that it's okay. So, you know, I hope really you don't mind, because I appreciate all of you who support the show in every way immensely. I wouldn't be here without you. So if you want to help me out, pay my bills, help the show advance and the production to increase and get better, of course you'll get many more videos, not just from there, once everything's done. And, you know, that's also would be kind of a thing for my birthday, which is in 20th of August, so... I hope that up until that moment we can make this happen, and I promise you that you'll be rewarded for this in any way that you can. And hey, if you're wealthy enough to just support this outright, please email us at theeasternborder@gmail.com. If not, then you just want to support the show, then it's patreon.com/theeasternborder, or go to theeasternborder.lv and click the donate button there. We also accept Ethereum and Bitcoin. Or you can go and get some shirts and some merch from, well, our Fourth Wall page, where you also can become a member. All those places where you become a member get you ad-free listening, by the way. And yeah, that way you can maybe help me out build a better show, because, well, unlike some other podcasts, I really can't afford to hire other people. I'm doing everything on my own, and David is working at the zoo, and the pay is not great. So we're managing. We're doing okay-ish, but... Every time I want to do some, you know, something like upgrading my microphone or getting better sound isolation, all this stuff, or in this case, getting a little FPV analog drone, which is legal in Ukraine, and then I can do things with it. Well, legal if you have accreditation, which thankfully I do, but, you know, all these things, these are the cases where I politely have to ask your help. But that's about it. And now we'll get back to the subject, because I hate doing these parts, but... You know, it is what it is. I promise you no breaks onwards, because I wrote this script in a matter of days, so the events kind of advanced, and you'll probably notice as they go on, because this has been going on for the past basically I wrote about this one day after I recorded the last episode, because the State Duma, when this was starting out a few days ago, proposed penalizing smartphones in the combat zone for Russian soldiers. According to the amendments, carrying gadgets in the combat zone will now become a disciplinary offense. Zed community was furious about this new initiative of the deputies, and really suspected that it was connected by an attempt with an attempt by the authorities to limit the flow of inconvenient information for them from the front lines. And I'll comment on what they say to maybe explain it better, but I've collected some really good, very informative stuff, and tons of them crying about this new thing. And the story will advance. This is one of those good episodes. This is where you grab a drink and a snack, and here we go. Amendments supported by the State Duma Defense Committee state that wearing gadgets while serving in a special operation zone will be considered a gross disciplinary offense. Kirill Fyodorov about this writes, quote, "Men, throw away your mavics. You've been banned from normal warfare by the gosdjedi, or gosgrandpas, from, quote, Bastrykin." The Bastrykin's quote is gosdura, which is like durak is a fool, a stupid person. So instead of gosduma, it's gosdura for them. It's just a Kinzadza movie, a comedy movie from the Soviet era. The bosses live on another planet. Natives, ugh. These committee members should at least for a day, at least at the battalion's control room, see, just go there to see how the war is fought in general, because they can't see it from Moscow. Dear State Duma Committee on Defense, maybe you yourselves will use UAVs and record objectives without gadgets? Maybe you yourself will fly Su-24s, Su-27s, Mi-24Ds, and Ki-27s without gadgets. Because they use GPS for orientation on their smartphones, because GLODAS, the Russian satellite network, is horrible. But carrying on. Maybe you will operate NARs with Su-25s without gadgets from the civilization? Maybe you will fight in an unfamiliar city without gadgets and maps? First, provide navigation and maps for the boys. And then, in the 21st century, take away gadgets. This is from the channel Tuned on Z War. Fighter Bomber, quite a large Z channel that writes basically, as you can know from the title, about planes and everything. This is just great, because he explains this even more thoroughly. Under the devices with advanced multimedia capabilities, everything is suitable. Navigators, Mavics — Mavics are DJI Mavic drones, which are, you know, normally operated from your tab or your smartphone — smartwatches, thermal imagers and binoculars with Wi-Fi, tablets with offline maps, smartphones, remotes and glasses for FPV drones. Yes, that includes glasses with FPV drones, because they have multimedia capabilities. And you need them to fly. You literally cannot fly an FPV drone without those goggles. Radios with blue poop. By the way, direct quote, blue poop, he literally says that. Frequency scatters with flash drives, etc. Everything that's being fought with today, the list of gadgets is endless. Perhaps some clarifications will follow and ban something specific, such as AirPod earphones. But so far it looks, to put it mildly, strange. Voyankor Yareb also adds to this. Do the people who prepared these amendments understand how modern warfare even takes place? Where people have maps, what drones are controlled with, how surveillance is done, and all that other stuff? Or is the strictness of the law compensated only for by its non-binding enforcement? There will be no one to check it in the battlefield zone. Someone called Military Whistleblower wrote, Mr. Deputies, whom we all elected in air quotes, that's my addition, want to start punishing for phones in war, which literally play one of the decisive roles here, minus the nuances. That's all you need to know about the wondrous reality in which some people's elected representatives live. Goldstein Ossetin is kind of straightforward about this stuff. Whoever came up with the law banning gadgets in the military is an imbecile who's never been to the front. I hope everyone everyone stops giving a shit about him. Then we have just great guys such as Prizrak Novorossiya, or Ghost of Novorossiya. He's angry. Yes, take away the gadgets from the military, especially the tablets and phones they use to fly drones. So that's going to be like the early special military operation, where some agencies issued drones and other agencies took away the gadgets, turning the drones into high-tech useless garbage and depriving units of intelligence capabilities of the cost of a lot of blood and loss of equipment. Gadgets are unequivocally evil. Only abnormal DMR communication on Chinese radios is more evil. One should only use Azart. Azart is the Russian communication system, which lags, has a radius of about 50 meters, and just does not work. Using all its amazing potential, especially artillerymen should forget about gadgets and especially carts, especially those who have a whole close telegram groups in which they are engaged in combat work and correct fire, which create sort of everything because there's nothing else there. the session for idiots with fucking initiatives from the planet of pink ponies who haven't created any sane digital alternative in 2.5 years is over. I wish them good luck and other amazing initiatives. For all other sane people, let's keep working. Moses UAV, who writes about Russian drones, writes, solve the issue of communication, BC and transportation? No fucking way, well, bad phones. No flow of truthful information means no problems. And our glorious friend 13, which you know, he's the criminal Nazi guy, writes, the state Duma is again inventing ways to make life harder for soldiers. And let these grunts go to war themselves. Let them send their children there and forbid them whatever they want. Fucking pests. We got an entire army based on these gadgets. But how do the officers understand and know this? That's a question at the end. And the thing is, there were, after this mess, there were urgent explanations by the head of the State Duma's military committee, Kartapolov. But they did not help at all. Like, and you'll understand why, because this is Russia we're talking about. The deputy stated, quote, I consider it necessary to draw attention to the following. First, we are not talking about gadgets used for combat work. Secondly, the bill is aimed at ensuring the safety of servicemen and units. The problem is, notes two majors, one of the biggest channels that you definitely know by now if you're listening to this podcast, is that the commanders in the ground and military police will not be guided by the interview of Deputy Kartapolov, but what is actually written in the bill. Great. And in the bill, it's written, violation of the prohibition in the performance of duties of military service provided for by subparagraphs blah, 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 and blah, blah, paragraphs of federal law of March 28th of military duty, blah, 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 to carry electronic products, devices, technical means for household purposes, which can store or allow, using the information and telecommunications network internet, to distribute or provide audio, photo, video, and geolocation data. And the two majors are just amazing about this. The above paragraph, if strictly and totally enforced in the zone of the special military operation, will lead to absolute paralyzation of the military administration bodies and loss of controllability of the troops. Nowhere in the bill is there Kartapolov's disclaimer that we are not talking about gadgets used for combat work, only in the media. Let me remind you about the fact that technically mobilization is still enforced in Russia, no matter that Putin said it's over. He didn't write it into the law. Therefore, everyone who signs a contract with the Russian army, they don't get to go home. They're going to stay there until they die, or lose their legs, but not even that's going to stop them, since they've been sending people who are like literally cripples on the front lines, because no one cares about, you know, these PR studs. So their worries are very much based on actual reality. I just responding here, but carry God, because this episode is going to be a lot of fun stuff about how Russian military just literally decreased their own chances of doing anything. I mean, after this, I'm not even sure how Western media will react to this, because, spoiler alert, this got passed into law today. This stupid thing. It's the law now. I have no idea how this is, what's going to happen next. I don't really know. Like, if this will be coming from Western media sources, I bet there's going to be a bunch of people who are going to be saying, this cannot be so, because no one can be that stupid. But you guys know, it's the Russian military that we're talking about, and they totally can be exactly this dumb. But okay. We still have a lot to go through, because this whole epoch, I don't know. I'm too excited and giddy, and I have the zoomies, as the kids these days speak about. This is just great. Okay, carrying on. And everyone is governed by something other than the media. Laws. Well, at least that's how it's conceived under ideal conditions. I wonder if it's possible to apply part-time compliance to lawmakers. Well, at least to some committees of the State Duma, which with inviolable regularity cause angry emotions. Zed Lawyers Channel. Yes, a Russian lawyer channel who support war writes, the lawmakers want to punish the use of, for example, civilian and FPV drones, as well as many other achievements of civilization, alternatives to which there are no alternatives in the active Russian army. Direct Action Z writes, Wines and Wankers, to be more exact, drone operators in general have broadcasts going through, and this is an official order, because you need something fast and something that works. There's also the issue of maps, relevant to all fighters and commanders. Official maps are available in negligible quantities, even at the regimented level. Yeah, before they started doing this, remember in the early war, where they actually assaulted through Chernobyl, because they were given maps from 1985, which is a year before the catastrophe, and you know, they ran into some trouble going through that radioactive soil which they threw in there. This is going to happen again. Okay. But cutting from the quote, fighters just stupidly need to know their positions, but this is classified information. So what do we do? Now the Russian armed forces are buying Starlings in huge quantities. Not from Elon Musk straight up, but they're using their pirated routes. With internet access, I wonder, how are we to use them without phones? And why are Starlings being purchased and not some domestic equipment? It does not exist. There is no equivalent domestic equipment. One of the important things is to be able to record the outrages of commanders, their boorish communication and fucked up orders. When a man knows that he can be recorded, he tries to keep at least within some limits. The Duma Committee is disconnected from military life and the special military operation, and instead of a flexible response, it introduces something that will not be implemented, discrediting its own activities and the Russian Federation armed forces with this. And that's exactly what they did. Belarusian strongman writes, They just probably don't realize that now all communications are built through gadgets throughout the entire zone of the special military operation, because no other sane one has been established. Communication is set up in closed chat rooms where targets are communicated. Interaction between units is established. Fuck, even conditional mortars and shells we often help to transfer from one direction to another when there's an urgent need. I'm not even talking about UAV operators and artillery men, whose activities and effectiveness depend directly on smartphones. I am completely bewildered. Alexander Pelevin Zed adds, I apologize wildly, but is the task of the Duma Defense Committee to be the laughingstock for the entire warring country, or is it something else? It is something else, lining their own pockets and doing the dumbest decisions ever. Russia had been getting a bit smarter, then it went all down. Chomny writes, these 450 brilliant lawmakers would make a fine assault battalion. From communication, exclusively these Azarts, which barely function, from SBIS, SB-23, and SS-40. Some drones can also be issued, but in connection with the wonderful law, without their remotes and goggles. And, here they are shaved and edged on an MTLB, laden with a box of trottel, rushing to storm the heights around the mites. Roughly, the collective conclusion of all these Z authors could be formulated in the following way, I think. Deputy General Kartopolov is an elderly degenerate who, at best, is trying to prohibit soldiers from telling and filming the truth about the war and to ensure the manning of Storm Z units. At worst, he's an enemy who wants Russia's defeat in the war. And I think General Kartopolov, if he escapes to the West, give him, doesn't matter that he's a general. For this one thing, he deserves some sort of, I don't know, an award. This is the dumbest decision they have ever made, because they do not, unlike civilized armies, like NATO forces, they don't have their own communications. They really just do it through WhatsApp and Telegram and all these channels. It's insane. Ribar, one of the largest channels, writes, we understand that the decision of State Duma Defense Committee and this entire bill did not come out from thin air. The servants of the people, most likely, are just executing orders from Frunzenskaya embankment, which is the FSB central place, the KGB things. Since the State Duma Defense Committee does not have the necessary authority to make important decisions, alas, and acts only as a rubber stamp. But this understanding does not make it any easier, because the detachment of Frunzenskaya embankment, thank God not all of it, are far from the realities of the front, to the point that it's become a proverb. Children of Arbat comments, the ordinary electorate being mobilized and being with arms in their hands on the front lines will perceive the legislator as their worldview opponent and the enemy of progress. An important factor here is Kartopolov's personal rejection of the situation. When he was the commander of the special military operation, he derived the simple and understandable formula which he uses in this case. If you can't control it, forbid it. Prizrak Novorossiya writes, so why publish something that will definitely, and he does it in all caps, not work? Why ban something that already works without creating any other alternative? The answer is simple: to absolve themselves of responsibility for failures and fuck-ups. Simulated work, simulated problem solving, and total irresponsibility. And so in everything. And with the last line, and so in everything, I think you guys will totally agree. Roman Saponkov writes, why do we need such deputies? And if they know everything but do such things, it turns out that they undermine the combat effectiveness of the armed forces, that the special services should look into their motives and goals. The Duma is producing laws that lead to corruption, nepotism, and agreements on the ground. Why do we even need such a body? Another guy, Roman Alekhid, from all these pro-war Zed idiots who are just so enraged that it makes me just tearful and happy inside, writes, if gadgets are put away for a couple of months, the outcome of the special military operation will be in question. Bro, it already is in question. It's just so hilarious. Is it or isn't it? If so, then even the introduction of amendments for adoption by the State Duma, it already looks like preparation for the commission of state treason. And here we should appeal not to Kartapolov, but to Prosecutor General Krasnov and the head of the investigative committee, Bastrykin, because Kartapolov and his team are trying to pull through the Duma a law that will help the enemy to win. Montyan, Kobets. This is the clearest evidence that pro-Western Russian elites categorically do not want to fight and are delusional about contractual agreements. They stupidly don't give a damn. A guy who literally like is up there in the front lines comments on this. I propose to Kartapolov a duel on 80mm mortars. I will be with a smartphone which has a coordinate converter, map, artbook, and the software to control the DJI copter. No assistance, everything is fair game. And more from the guys straight up on the front line. Like, there's a bunch of channels like that I read. Some of some are commentators, some are propagandists, and some are like actual Russian soldiers on the front lines. Some of the information I pass on to certain authorities, and some of this gets put here, and some of the stuff that puts here is just great, because a Russian military officer who's on the front lines, Alexander Kartavich, writes, "Whoever came up with this law, in my opinion, is an enemy and should be put to the wall. If they do what they want, we'll lose a couple of 100,000 fighters in a couple of months. Fuck them to the wall and fuck that they are old, gray-haired, respected gentlemen from the past. Now they are enemies for me and all who are on the front." Obviously, as you can imagine, this coming straight from the front just shows that this law, which, by the way, literally passed today, is literally doing wonders, just amazing wonders to the morale of the Russian soldiers. And Anastasia Kashevaro, who has been into conflict with a bunch of other these Zed guys. Again, previous episodes, you'll hear about that. I hate her the most of them. She just writes, "I think that the point of the bill concerns the political part, namely that the information does not reach the families and further does not spill out into the public field." She wrote about how disabled people and people with heavy traumas who are like mistreated are just sent to the front lines to die in those meat assaults. It's just crazy. "This bill, which is advocated by Kartapolov and part of the State Duma, is so not thought out, or maybe so thought out, that it's simply anti-human, just to protect their asses from the truth." Vault number 8, the guy just actually is a mobilized person and wants to go home, and really he's not a bloodthirsty maniac like everyone else. He's still a Zed Vatnik and pro-Putinoid. He just really wants the war to end and really would accept this kind of Porter's 2022 peace deal thing. He's the more sane of them all, and he just writes, "How do the supervisory units, the politicians and gray cardinals that seize gadgets work? They have a plan for seizures? Now they will demand from above to fulfill the plan of seizures. Prerequisites are created for at least a 10-day delay in the return of the arrested to their units to the front, and as a maximum, an extremely black way to replenish the assault units, the meat assault units, at least for one assault." And this is the prologue to the riots, which, by the way, is quite true, because this has enraged everyone. Morale is low, and the army is, well, screwed. Philologist in ambush. One of the weirdest Zed channels, because he's literally a philologist sitting in ambush at the front lines, writes, "Raking in violators of this clause opens up the option for situational replenishment of punitive assault companies." And then the best part why this episode comes out today, because this was the final reading and I waited for this, and it's just great. Because meanwhile, despite complaints, curses, and threats from all of the Zed community, the Russian State Duma, God bless them for their dumb fuckery, passed this amendment on disciplinary arrest of special military operation members for carrying gadgets while performing military service. They sign it into law. They did it. The mad lads. I haven't heard anything funnier in a long while. And now we get to the really, really like all the stages of this grief and mourning. Oleg Tsarev writes, "The adopted law is a serious blow to Belousov's image." Belousov, for those of you who have forgotten, is the current Minister of Defense. "It's obvious that this is not the initiative of the deputies themselves, but the desire of the Ministry of Defense. They deprive the army of communications without providing anything in return. There is no doubt that the main reason for the ban is that through the smartphones of soldiers and commanders, often the unsightly truth was leaked, causing irritation of the military leadership." This is also how I found about all this stuff. Two Majors writes about this today, just great. "This is how the Duma deputies have quarreled with common sense and are shitting provisions into bills that either will not be implemented or will completely paralyze the work on the front.
Yes, these are already outdated norms that should have been cancelled long ago. Perhaps yesterday's news has not yet reached the deputies themselves, although the footage of the meeting shows them regularly staring at phones on very important issues. There was no time to finalize it. Soon it's necessary to go on a deputy's vacation. The law has not yet been passed, but because it was not signed by the Supreme Leader. It will. Putin will just sign it because he's been told that, you know, everything's fine. He doesn't understand how this works. But Putin will sign it. And then maybe we'll hear a tiny bit of criticism in his direction. But like, I give it a 130% chance of being passed, because otherwise it's weird. Although there might be surprises, because although this didn't make it in this episode, Ramzan Kadyrov, yes, Dondon Kadyrov, and this is just as I'm recording this, has just argued against like a thing which Putin approved, like Wildberries, a huge big kind of retailer, the Russian version of AliExpress, basically. Yeah, they have been undergoing a hostile takeover sanctioned by Putin, but the owner's wife approached Kadyrov and he promised to deal with this, basically opposing Putin. So it might be interesting, but I think he'll sign this into an order, and then chaos will ensure. It's going to be great. But finishing on the two majors, the State Duma has showed itself in all its glory. MIG of Russia, who is a, you know, fairly self-explanatory channel, writes the following. Great. What does this mean? Among other things, it means that any serviceman who recorded the video with a complaint can be quite officially arrested and then sent on high-risk assignments. That is, on meat assault, he puts it in the kind of these air quotes. I won't. It seems that this was one of the main reasons for the adoption of this law. From the point of view of the interest of the defense ministry apparatus, logical. From the point of view of national benefit, we don't know. Again, very polite. They get less polite as the time goes on. Zhizhov said, the new norm will make it possible by law to arrest any complainant and petitioner. It does not matter whether he's right or wrong. Complaints used a gadget, welcome to the pit, or these meat assault battalions. And there, if you survive, you'll change your mind about complaining forever. The adoption and spread of this norm in the army will give unscrupulous commanders unlimited power over their subordinates and lead to insane amounts of casualties. It's like, it's not even shooting yourself in the foot. It's taking a machine gun and just pointing it at your feet and just blasting until like there's nothing. It's just, I don't even know how you can do something. I told you that Putin and these people up there, they don't know how internet works. They don't understand this real situation at all. And it was a matter of time until like the politicians up there who are old, corrupt, and not very smart would make a decision that would just basically do horrible, horrible, horrible things for both morale on the front lines and for actual functioning of the army. And we'll probably see some officers and some, you know, eager sergeants and lieutenants trying to actually enforce this, and this is going to end up badly, because yes, they might be forced to use actual Russian equipment instead of, you know, smartphones. It's going to be great. This is so good. Kartavich Alexander, again, the officer. He's an officer of the front. One of the kind of smart ones, which makes me super happy, because, you know, he's an ex-Wagner guy, and it's so great because he shows the whole attitude about morale. Writes, fucking devils, what else is there to say? Many thanks to the elected officials, he put that in air quotes this time himself, for their efficiency. So they signed it. God damn it, they signed it. A guy called, this is just great. Voyankor Yareb writes, we should now ban civilian copters, the ones given to us by volunteers, and leave only the military ones. They don't exist, though. Suddenly something wrong will be found about them, and will be confiscated them. Or, you know, let's do something else terrible. Binoculars are there. Why some incomprehensible foreign civilian toys? Ah, telescope, yes. We can also send pigeons with notes instead of, you know, messages on Telegram. Troika writes, we hope that the units supervised by these deputies, and they are, will be the first to take away cell phones, and will be given notebooks and tablets. Never gonna happen. Never. Revenge of Goodwill, most probably misnamed channel ever, writes, this federal law applies to male military personnel from among soldiers, sailors, sergeants, petty officers, warrant officers, and midshipmen. Comrade officers and female servicemen, your turn. You will have to carry and pull out the victory using the gadgets. Podyubnyy Zov edition writes, there is no way to reformat reality according to the law. It is very strange to see this in the third year of the special military operation. Now it is a great tool for non-statutory relations, for sticks and other nonsense and the beatings. And gadgets will not go anywhere for the troops anyway. You want to live and maybe win too? Old Shakhtar notes, everyone who has any idea of the problem and was in the zone of the special military operation, war correspondents, volunteers, servicemen, veterans, in one voice say that communication in war is vital and the replacement of gadgets in war is not yet there and is not foreseen. But no, on the initiative of the deplorable generals in the State Duma, they pass idiotic amendments on penalties for their use. The soldiers will give a shit about this law. And the problem is there will be this will be enforced. In matters of life and death, people don't give a fuck about your laws, and now you're punishing them for it. Yes, yes. I mean, isn't this one of the best episodes I've made during all this time? I love this. Rusage, the neo-Nazi motherfuckers, they write, we don't care at all, we'll continue to use them. Let them fire us if they don't like it. And you know what? They probably will, because they had their own issues. One of them was arrested in Finland, and then they went on the strike for a while. That was never solved. They lack backbone. I bet some of them will actually be fired, but not in the sense of losing their jobs, but, you know, actually, in the back, from the Zagrad Atriads, the units that the Chechen guys from in Kadyrov's Kabad who shoot the retreating soldiers. The Channel 2 Majors summarizes this whole story, because one of the biggest ones, about the law and the ban of gadgets, now named after Kartapolov himself, whom they call a total imbecile, which he is. I love it. One can cite many points on the view of the delusional bill about banning gadgets on the front. Accredited war correspondents, public and anonymous military bloggers, public figures, LOMs. Here, the State Duma Committee on Defense and the majority of Duma played as unifying factor. They themselves shook up an already tense situation. It is just what happened once again demonstrates two realities. The virtual one, in the head offices of the defense ministry, which have probably become the initiators of this bill. In it, everything is fine on paper. The soldier is provided with everything. Those mobilized in 2022 do not want to go home. And the indicators are growing, and the Ministry of Defense employees in the capital are even happy that a lieutenant receives less than a courier from Central Asia. Paper idyll, praise toasts, mutual certificates, and lying to our leader, like with Krin Ki, that is the one of the acts of terrorism. Objectively existing reality, however, is different. It lacks evacuation equipment, communications, anti-drone devices, vehicles, shotguns. It has volunteers weaving basket nests for the third year, no direct connection between factories in the front. In it, our soldiers and officers die in the battles for our motherland. I wonder how can you fight for a motherland invading other countries, but, you know, we'll take these good news with everything. Time will pass, and the malicious bill about which Kartapolov was drooling today will go in the form of a 100,000 order to the troops, which no one will eventually execute. Because when it's necessary to take an enemy stronghold, the frontline soldiers won't give a shit about all the idiotic paper requirements. And then they will be punished for it. We're looking forward to seeing Kartapolov shouting as boldly about Armata and the introduction of effective communications and electronic warfare equipment into the active army, which will also never happen. So yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but my day instantly got better. Today I don't even have to say happiness is mandatory because right now we can say to them, hey guys, have you listened to this show? Happiness is mandatory. До свидания, товарищ. I love today.